Hey everyone, and welcome back to GTMSP. I am your host, East Doom. Let's listen to the other podcast, you know me as Elijah. Anyways, today's topic and lesson and thing I'm going to talk about today and all the days will be the gospel. So today's gospel's lesson will be about the Sunday before that was General Conference, and then the Sunday after that was Easter. So let's get right into it and talk about it. So with the gospel, knowing these things is quite spiritual and feeling to know these things. And knowing them
can be challenging.
And knowing that not only can it be challenging, but it can fill you with joy and comfort and wonderful. And never
kind of let you down and make you afraid.
It will teach you all that you can do. It knows how well you can do things to the point where you could be comfortable. Alright, so let's talk about. So, what have you guys learned throughout General Conference talks? What are some of the things you've learned through General Conference? Have you learned a lot of stuff through General Conference? Have you not learned a lot from General Conference?
The whole point for her is to involve her family.
To know this stuff, we figure that you will have to, you know, do stuff as you can do things as it comes to that point. I love all the talks from General Conference. Listening to it was awesome. My favorite part was hearing about the new bridges for the new temples. That felt so spiritual and great to me. Also, Easter Sunday, amazing. I sang in choir, the word choir, it is wonderful. And I know that my grandfather lives in the new world. Do anything for us to make our lives how we want it, and he wants us to be happy. My father always wants us to be happy. And knowing that you guys can have your spirit and joyful to what you want and know how to do. Doing these things is quite fun and interesting. On Easter Sunday, we represent Jesus' death and resurrection. We celebrate it knowing that he is resurrected and that he can still help us come closer to Heavenly Father in any other ways of knowing our knowledge of kindness. And John Conference is there for us to know what the prophet says, to know what the other people before have said, what the 70, 12, and the apostles have said. Knowing that what they say to us is cunning and very used to us and knowing that we can do.
This is just my job with our father
and knowing that we can be more than what we are taught. If you know how to live the gospel, therefore you can learn it how you want to learn. Learning the gospel may be the most wonderful thing you can do. And knowing that you can do all sorts of fun and interesting things. Getting mail can be fun and exaggerating and exciting. And knowing what you can do. You can do things how you want to be. With the power of Heavenly Father, always by your side, and Jesus Christ, you can always turn to them when you need to and covenant with them. With our prophet, Moshe Miriam Nelson, you guys can always respect and trust him and what he says, and always live on his teachings and other teachings. We have to live on he has a plan for us. Heavenly Father has a plan for us, each and one of us. He knows our weaknesses, he knows our strengths, he knows what will happen in our lives. He knows that you guys are willing to put in all your work to come closer to him and to make sure you guys are there more than anything in your life. You have to put your faith and strength in and for the Jesus Christ, knowing that you can do hard things and knowing that you can do stuff amongst those people, and doing them can be wonderful and taken to the next level. While you see the life of Christ and through other people and also your own eyes, you can see that these things don't happen on their own. They happen through our friends, families, and loved ones. Even those you really love and that you hold dear to you. Even those people that you're like, you can share the gospel no matter what you are. Sons, daughters, grandpa, grandma, father, mother, even boyfriend, girlfriend. You can live your life how you want it, how you please it. So, with the guy by your side, you can have it in many ways. Knowing that you can do with your life, and knowing how you love is to the point of your time. And knowing this, you have the spirit and wonderful and exhilaration of following your Heavenly Father to the end. You can know what it's like to have your Father in heaven be with you. It's the most wonderful thing you can hope to gain and to know how you make it, how you want it, and how you portray it to be. You are the most wonderfulest people on earth that have the gospel in you. Knowing that you should love people for who they are, not for what they can give you or what they can get you. Heavenly Father loves you for who you are and knows your weaknesses. He knows your strengths. He knows all the things that's happening in the world. He loves each and one of you. He has a plan and a way for all of you to come together in an existence of life, knowing that we can push through things, hard times, wonderful times, that we can, not knowing where we go, we gotta push through our lives to know what is taught, and knowing what you guys can and will do in the lifetime. Knowing how you guys treat others, and well, want us to treat others how you want to be treated. And you gotta do it with love and kindness, no matter what you do, where you are, or what you do in your life. You gotta know all these things. And doing these things is the most wonderful spiritual thing you can ever do. I also like how much spiritual some of my friends are and family is. It's the greatest feeling ever to be on this side. And I love it. That being said, I have friends who like me for who I am, and I like them for who they are, and also I have someone in my life who likes me for who I am, and I like her for who she is too. For always and forever. You guys always like those people who you love and support. You can be there for them anytime, throughout any day. In your life span, you can realize what they come from, they go, how they do, the stuff that they are feeling free to do. Going back on the topic of general conference, like the talk that Washington Wilson did, where he announces new temples. There's been a few of them in Zoom, and yet more has been announced. It was nice. As well as doing stuff so you can do things.
so you can learn your life and learn how to do things. And doing them with your love, life, and support. And the Father wants you to respect Him and all those around you, because we are sons and daughters of Heavenly Father, and we are a child of God, and we should love each other no matter what we do or what anyone else does to us. We should love them no matter what. It's hard to forgive and forget, like it's said in the gospel, like in the lesson. To forgive, to forget, in a way, can be very challenging and hard, knowing that you have something that you pushed through and through throughout your life, and knowing that these things can happen any way you want, either with friends, families, and relatives, and loved ones. And you should take cognizance of your love, that Christ loves you just for being you. And knowing that is the most wonderful thing anyone can know how or why and how to do it. And knowing how you can do things in life is quite spiritual. I know that life can be hard. I know life can be challenging. But if you stick to those people who care about you and love you and will always be there for you, I guarantee you, you and them can help you get through hard times, and you'll get through hard times along with them. Because knowing those people and knowing them, not only would you have challenges and hard times to face, they probably do too. And they probably have the same challenges and obstacles that you guys are facing in life. And knowing that can resemble it to the point in life that you can do. You can do this. You don't have to be living in fear and fight and loneliness, because there will be people helping you no matter what you do or where you go in life. There's so many things you have to do, like the Easter Sunday. Jesus Christ has died for us so we can be and been resurrected, so all of us can be resurrected and living again and be risen for all eternity and to the next life. And knowing that we can have our bodies back and be immortal. And knowing this can be a wonderful feeling with the Easter Sunday. With the General Conference Talks, I promise you and want you guys to listen to each and one of them. Past, the present, and the General Conference that will come up, all the General Conference Talks that will come up, listen to them very carefully. Some things in there might strike you and get you right here, and that you'll learn from them and know something that you've never known before or saw. If you have a theological blessing, read it more than once, because I guarantee you there's some things in there you miss. If you have a Book of Mormon or scriptures, read them daily and read them over and over again, because I guarantee you you will get different sides of stories in those Gospels, in the Scriptures, and also the Book of Mormon. And knowing that you can do what you want to do. You can have all it to it. You have to focus and pinpoint your mind on this. And knowing that you are past this can be the most and powerfulest thing you can have in your life. We all have trials. We all have hard times. We all have difficulties. But knowing and living throughout our lives can be challenging. But I'm asking you, inviting you, if we face them together, and face them with the people who we love, either it would be our friends, loved ones, relatives, or friends, we can go through it together, no matter what the case is, or how hard or difficult it will be to pursue it. Because I know how hard life can be when you know, or how you know, that it can resemble that you are pushing your life forward to knowing these things. And knowing life can make you the most happiest people in the world. That knowing that you are doing the right thing and following Him further in Jesus Christ's ways, and knowing the gospel and doing the right thing. I guarantee you with all my heart that you guys will be the one. Our generation is the generation to help others. So let's help others. Let's push forward and let's push through. And knowing that we can do things in our hard times can also help others do hard things as well. So I invite you to read the scriptures, listen to John Cuff's talks, and read through Come Follow Me and throughout other stuff and the scriptures, and be with your family when they talk about Come Follow Me on Sundays. I invite you to do this because most of the times you can do what you want. And knowing it is the most beautiful and spiritual thing you can think of, and knowing what you are and knowing what you can be the best thing you can be. No matter what people say, you are the one that Heavenly Father has a plan for. You just need to put your trust and faith in Him, and knowing that He can take care of everything, including you. I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So if you guys like this podcast and this episode, please like it and follow it. It will help me so much. If you guys want to check out my other podcasts, you can. There's so many other podcasts and episodes. If you want to check out my other episodes, actually, not podcasts, episodes, if you want to check out my other episodes, you can. There's multiples of them. So you can check out other episodes that I have done. So if you want to, you can learn so many ways and learn so many wiles in life to do it. So please, please listen to them. I guarantee they'll help you. That's all I can say. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and please listen to the other episodes. I'm pretty sure you guys will like them. If you guys like this episode, go check out my other episodes. I have so many things, and yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening to this here episode, and I'll see you guys again in the next episode, whenever that will be, which may be or might be next week. Who knows? We'll see. But all I can say is stay tuned for the next episode. I'll see you guys on the flip side.